are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Tuesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by Lee Real Estate, VistaCare, and Audiology Associates. And joining me this morning here in studio, we have Mariah Goss. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Trying to keep warm, as many are.
It's a little chilly out today, isn't it?
It surely is. But you've brought a couple of special guests with you this morning.
I sure did, yes. From the Peer Youth Orchestra, we have Christian Stanley and Kaylee Blauert. And we just got back on Sunday evening from Rapid City. These amazing students, after an intense audition process, were selected to perform for the South Dakota Middle School All-State Orchestra, and they performed on Saturday with more than 80 students from across the strait, the creme de la creme of the string students in our state. So I'll let you kiddos talk a little bit more about yourselves, instruments that you play, where you go to school, etc.
Yeah, step on up, tell us what you play and what the weekend was like for you.
Okay, my name is Kaylee Blauert. Play violin and clarinet. The weekend was a little hectic, but it was really fun.
I was going to say, there's a lot going on, but yeah, it had to be a whole lot of fun. When did you start playing your instruments, Kaylee?
Kindergarten.
So you've been playing for a while now.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite of the two?
Probably violin, because I'm better at it.
Spend a little bit more time practicing that one, I'm sure. Just something about it you like.
It's just fun to play. I mean, if you have to sit and practice the same song over and over again, it's not fun. But, like, if you get to choose what you want to play and play it how many times you want, then it's fun.
Absolutely. So what types of things did you do this weekend?
Yeah, we practiced. That was the majority of our weekend.
A lot of practicing, but you got to do the performance. What was that like?
It sounded really good, actually. I mean, I kind of expected it to sound good, but it sounded better than I thought it was going to sound.
That is always good. Well, I'm glad that you had fun, and thank you for braving the cold weather this morning to come on in. And I'm glad it was a great time. And now, is it Christopher?
Christian,
there we go. I know it started with a C. What do you play, Christian?
I play cello, percussion, piano, pipe organ, and I think that's it.
That's quite a bit. what did you start with first?
I believe it was piano in kindergarten.
Okay. And what did you play this weekend?
I played the cello for the orchestra.
So, again, a lot of practicing, a very hectic, but I'm sure you enjoyed it, didn't you?
I did enjoy it. It was fun.
Very nice. And how many kids were part of this group?
Probably about 80 to 90.
Wow. So I'm sure, and I heard you had some friends there, but you really didn't get a lot of, like, hangout time because it was just so busy.
That's right.
So what was the piece that you played for the final finale?
I believe it was called the Capriccio Espagnol.
Yes.
Very nice. And how was it for you? I'm sure you enjoyed it. Was, like Kaylee said, it was a little bit better than you expected, or was it right on par where you're thinking?
I was in it last year, so it was kind of what I expected.
Okay, very cool. And are you going to add any more instruments to your repertoire, do you think? You've got quite a few.
Probably not, because otherwise something might go dull.
Yeah, there you go. That's a lot of practicing with all those different instruments. But again, thank you for coming in this morning and getting out in the cold. It's not a fun prospect this morning.
You're very welcome.
So, Mariah, you said there was about 80 kids.
80 students, yes.
So how were they selected?
Sure. South Dakota Music Educators Association is the organization that sponsors this event. And it's similarly to the All-State Chorus and Orchestra that the High School Activities Association has had for many, many years. The students, Kaylee and Christian, had to play two scales. Was it two scales, a major and a melodic minor?
Yep.
and then excerpts from some of the pieces that were on the program this past weekend.
I don't think it was excerpts, it was just an etude.
An etude. And Dr. Randy Royer has been mentoring and teaching Christian, and he's a retired music professor, so we're really grateful. It takes it's a communal effort to get these kids where they are and at the level that they are. And Kaylee Blauert's instructor is Kim Smith, and then they come to orchestra rehearsal with me with students from both the Pierre, Fort Pierre, I should really say Capital City area, because we have kids from Oneida, Blount, Midland, Gettysburg. So we come together, we make music, and then if we're really lucky, we get to send some kids on to events like this all-state concert. And it was a thrilling experience. I mean, to be very honest, we're so proud of you kids. You represented us well. One thing that some of the USD faculty who were there, the University of South Dakota professors, came out and did some sectionals with the students. And then there was a string symposium for the teachers that were there to attend. So I'm back and refreshed and can't wait to bring what I learned back to the Capital City area. But sorry, my point was that the USD faculty and staff kept saying how respectful our middle school students were. And we're just, I think that speaks volumes for Georgia Morris, the Pierre School District, and not just our students, I should say, but all of the students in the middle school All-State Orchestra. They're giggling back here, but really, I do think that you're respectful, and that's a wonderful quality too.
It really is, and for others to notice that and pass that along, that is a great thing. Congratulations on the selection. That is pretty cool.
Yes.
Sounds like it was a great weekend.
It was. They had a guest conductor from Michigan, Dr. Chad Hutchinson.
Wow.
And then I wanted to mention too that evening, the South Dakota String Teachers Association had the J. Leighton Weed Honors Orchestra Concert. And that's the top 22 high school students, string students, in the state. So it was just a huge, fun weekend, all about music. The weather was so nice and rapid. And then we made it home right before the snow started falling. And,
right.
And now we're thankful for the moisture. So there we go.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for the work that you do and put in with the kids. And congratulations again to Christian and Kaylee and everybody who was selected. That's a big honor. And we know there's more things ahead. And you're going to continue to share the music with the kids. And that's very important.
Thank our 10th anniversary season of the Pierre Youth Orchestra, and we're planning a concert in May, our annual season concert, and just we're so thankful for folks like you here at Dakota Radio Group and all of our community members in our area that support us, and the parents and the other teachers that come to our concerts and invite us to perform at various events. We're so thankful. We're building something really great here, and like I said, it takes a village.
It does. And, that support is super important. So when it gets closer to concert time, we'll have you back in and let everybody know what's going on.
Sounds great. Will you come back and visit with me, kiddos?
Sure.
All right. Well, thank you, Kaylee. Thank you, Christian and Mariah, for stopping in. Stay warm today and have a good Tuesday.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. There is your Tuesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by the folks at Lee Real Estate, VistaCare, and Audiology Associates.
This is Meredith.